thanks, Simon. I'm Ben, and I'm an addict. Yeah, I'm a nervous addict, and there's no turning back now. I'm glad that you asked me, Simon. I'm glad that you asked me yesterday. So I've just had the one sleepless night, and you know, it is a privilege to be asked to do a chair, and it feels like quite a grown up sort of serious meeting, and you know, my addict's turning that into it's sort of turning it into something bigger than it necessarily needs to be, which is just that I need to just be honest about my experience, strength and hope and recovery. You know, it's good to be doing the warm-up chair, and you know, I think it's sort of where I'm at in recovery. I'm warming up and I'm thawing out a bit, and you know, I think, you know, with my using drugs, I used drugs from a very young age, and I carried on using, and it got worse. And there were some fun times when I was younger, but you know, it got progressively worse, and I think I sort of died inside, and it was just normal. You know, that's what I did. I used, you know, year after year after year, and I think I didn't think anything of it. You know, that's just what I did. I'd become so sort of disconnected inside of myself, and sort of shut down, and I guess divorced from myself. And you know, it's just what I did. I used drugs, and I dressed up the outside. So you know, the outside of, you know, the way that I looked, where I lived, I had a job. You know, I had all the things on the outside that made me think everything was okay, but actually things weren't okay. And I think what I really want to talk about is my experience of coming into recovery. And you know, I was around for a few years. I was clean for about 4 years. And I guess in hindsight, I can look back at that time now and see that nothing changed, except that I stopped taking drugs. Nothing really changed. You know, I would come to meetings, and meetings kept me clean. Meetings and service positions kept me clean, but my focus was on getting a girlfriend and clocking up some clean time so that I could sort of fit into recovery if I had a bit of clean time. And you know, it was still my focus, attention was on the outside. You know, I was sort of governed by what you thought of me, and I'm not, there's an addict message there that says, well, you still are now, but I was very, very, very scared. My core message was, don't tell the truth. Everyone else is sorted out, you're not, and you need to keep quiet, and you need to people please, and you need to say what you think other people want to hear you say. It was all about what you thought about me. You know, my life was governed by that. Very, very scared and nervous, and couldn't tell anyone. So I had, you know, I had friendships in recovery, but I was still emotionally very isolated from the people that I would spend time with. So I was alone even in groups of people, and it wasn't unfamiliar to me because my whole life had been, you know, lived like that, I guess. That was normal to me. So, you know, I managed to stay clean, but I stopped coming to meetings after a few years, and I picked up. I was in so much pain, clean, working the kind of program that I was working, and I didn't have a sponsor. As I say, my focus was on chasing after girls, getting a nice place to live, focusing on getting the right kind, you know, the right kinds of friendships, you know, within NA. And I was lost and in pain, and I didn't have anyone didn't know how to talk to anyone, and I was just very, very, very scared of opening up, and I picked up, and I was really fortunate that I picked up for a couple of days, one weekend and then the next weekend, and you know, that was a definite, you know, I had a breakdown, I had an emotional and mental breakdown, and I wanted to, wanted to kill myself. You know, I was back in my flat on my own with a large amount of drugs, and like a head full of something inside of me. The time that I'd stayed clean had changed me. Yeah, it had changed me, and I found myself wanting to use against my will, and I was very, you know, I look back now and I feel very fortunate that somebody was at a meeting that I was at, and I was sharing how scared and terrified I was, and that man called, gave me his number after the meeting, and called me that evening, and he talked to me every evening for about between 20 minutes and an hour for 60 days. And you know, I'm just so grateful to that person for investing some love and attention and time in me. And you know, he was able to give me something that I didn't have, that enabled me to have a choice and not to use, and to stay clean and to start doing recovery differently. And yeah, just, you know, that was my story. And and this time around, it has been, you know, it's been completely different for me. I've committed myself to you know, to NA, to recovery, to the, you know, to the process of healing. And I found somebody, you know, I found that man that I mentioned turned out to be my sponsor, and he's helping me, you know, guiding me through the steps. And so I have, you know, I have a sponsor, which I didn't have before. I have a sponsor that I've worked really hard at building a relationship with. I mean, there's a core message for me, which is don't reach out, don't tell anyone how you feel, and don't ask for help. And over the last 18 months since I've been back, I've been able to maintain a working relationship with my sponsor, where I've been able to commit to calling him, you know, between one and two times a week, you know. And you know, that's an achievement from someone that's used to being isolated and disconnected, and yet my addict will undermine that as, well, you should be able to do that, that's what everyone does. So it will undermine the achievements that I make in my recovery, and it will be dismissed. And I guess I'm so used to listening to the addict voice in my head that tells me that I'm shit in various different ways. And what I'm coming to learn through learning a different way of relating to myself is that the you know, that it's important for me to also say that the obsession to use drugs has been removed. I don't want to use drugs anymore. It's not to say that I don't think about using drugs when I'm in pain, but I'm learning new skills. The time before, when I was clean, I would just say everything's okay, I'm okay. This time, when I'm in pain and I'm finding things difficult, I ring my sponsor and share where I'm at and ask for help, and reach out and have an emotional connection, which somehow seems to change the whole way I feel about myself. So I have a sponsor, and I've worked really hard at achieving a strong connection with him, and it's the first time that I've ever felt intimate and close to anyone in my life. I've become aware. It's been, you know, it's something I've worked towards seeing and developing. I'm at the beginning of I'm not at the beginning, but I am where I'm at in recovery. You know, I've achieved a lot. But you know, it's all new to me. It's a new process, and I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, I'm getting a bit lost here. I think I'm becoming a bit anxious. That's okay. You know, I'm so used to engaging with the negative voice in my head that puts me down, and it's been really, really profound and helpful to me to have somebody to pick me up and to help me to realise my achievements, and to focus on, you know, the solution, because I wasn't even aware that I would come to meetings and dump my shit, and I wasn't even aware that I was doing it, and a lot of the time I'm still unaware that I'm doing it, but I'm learning through the guidance of my sponsor to share my problems, but within that to also share my solutions, which is difficult, and to try to be open-minded and honest about where I'm at. And it is very, very difficult for me to do with the core messages that that go on in my head. My addiction's in my head. It's really in my head that, you know, I end up using, but with drugs out of the way, then I have a mental illness, an internal agency, a destructive part of my personality that wants to isolate me and to destroy me. You know, it wants me to be alone and unhappy and isolated, and so, step one has shown me that I'm powerless over drugs, and my life is unmanageable. When I heard people talking about the steps, I had no understanding myself, and it was all about copying what I thought sounded good within other people. And what my sponsors helped to nurture are the seeds within me that it's okay for me to have a belief that works for me, and it's okay for me to stand out. Step two has been about building an understanding of the things, the resources that the healing resources that are available to me in recovery. And they're quite simple, really. It's about reaching out and being honest, and going to meetings, and working the steps. It's basically the package that's talked about in every meeting. And so, my step three is about making a decision to go to a meeting and to be honest, and to tell the truth, and to ask for help. The complete opposites of my addict set of values. When I was using drugs, I didn't have a choice, and step three allows me the choice to connect to the things in my step two, to be able to reflect, to be able to pick up the pen and to start to write about what's going on. Reading is a big part of my step two. It helps me to get connected with myself, but it's not a substitute for beginnings have relationships, because I can read as much as I want, I can do whatever I want alone, but I need other people to connect to myself, and yet I'm terrified of other people, I'm terrified of doing a chair, I'm terrified of exposing myself, but recovery is teaching me that what I'm doing right now is really courageous, and that there's willingness, determination, commitment. Those are the qualities of my step two. So it's and I have an addict mind that wants to wipe all this out, I used for a very, very long time, and for me it's about trying to ingrain new patterns of thinking and behaviour, and action is a massive part of my steps two and three. I need to be around other people. So I'm working the steps. I never worked the steps before. I talk about the steps. I'd say what I thought people wanted to hear, but I wasn't actually I wasn't walking the walk. And I believe that I am. I'm walking my walk now into my own journey of self-discovery. And I'm on step four at the moment. And it's helping me a lot. I think I'm doing it with five columns, and who am I resentful at, the situation, how it made me feel, how did I behave, and then from a recovery perspective, how might I do things differently. And it's it's painful, but at the same time it's really it's like a touch paper, because it allows me to start to think about myself in a way that I find very hard. I have a stuck frame of mind that's very rigid and is so used to buying into the addict voice. And when I'm looking at myself through the five columns, it brings me to life in a sense, and I think that's the best way that I can describe it. I feel excited about the potential for me to think about myself from a recovery perspective. So, you know, things, you know, it's been, I've gone back to college. I left school at 14 and, I've turned up every week at college. You know, again, my addict will dismiss that as being, don't even mention that, it's unimportant, but it's not. It's, you know, this commitment that's what, and I've done, you know, I've done my first essay, and, you know, there's so many things that recovery is giving me, and, I've got hope. But I need to keep on, I need to keep on repeating them because, I can use again, I know that, and my disease is way more powerful than I am, and if I stop doing the things that I'm learning to do, I have no doubt that my illness will have me using again, so, I've come a long way, but, I know I have a long way to go, and, I'm really grateful for the love that I've been given in NA. You know, the people have invested, have seen things in me that I can't yet see in myself, and that, I'm just very grateful to be clean, and, I'm able to be a good son to my parents and a good brother, and, I'm working towards being a good friend, and, I realise that recovery is about, it's an internal journey, it's about me looking at myself, and I struggle looking at myself because I used drugs for 20 years, there's a reason behind why I use drugs, and but, it's important for me to acknowledge that, I've begun that process, and, I'm doing really well. I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but, it's already the addict in me, but, wanting to pull me back. You stepped out of line there. Mad, isn't it? It's all going on. So I need to break out of the fear and the obsession, and I'm doing that, and it's getting easier, and I'm glad to be, I'm really glad to be clean, and it's a stressful business, this sharing, so I'm so self-obsessed, but you know what, I couldn't fucking do a reading in a meeting, so, I've come along, I couldn't do a reading without my voice going, so I've come a long way, and it's not, it's not because I'm doing it, but I'm doing it within the framework of support and love and the steps and the sponsor. And, easy does it. I need to, yeah. Anyway, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you very much for listening to me.
Thanks.